If you've listened to any of the games so far this season, you know just how talented the Syracuse men's lacrosse team is.
Curry around the bend, finds a man coming to the doorstep. It's Jamie Tremboli. He strums the nylon.
Behind the cage, Chase Scanlon out in front. Goal, Owen Hiltz, his debut, and he scores his first Syracuse goal on the man up.
Ranked number 6 in the nation and on a little bit of a roll after an early stumble in the opener against Army. But how much do you know about the other lacrosse team on Syracuse's campus that might be even more dominant?
Pass for Carney. Tyrell gets it right back. She shoots and scores. My goodness.
Down on the doorstep, Emma Ward turns, fires, and scores.
She's 5 yards away, bounces a shot, deflected away, but the rebound is still loose. Another shot, another save by Goldstock. She had 2 stops there. She's unbeatable.
Syracuse women's lacrosse is ranked number 2 in the country and has taken down 3 ranked opponents this year, all by double digits. And this is no flash in the pan. Former SU men's lacrosse standout Gary Gate is the Orange head coach, and he's built a perennial contender. 2014 to 2016, the SU women made 3 straight Final Fours. They haven't missed an NCAA tournament in 10 years. When you look at it, this is pretty reminiscent of the program John Desko has built. His squad hasn't missed out on an NCAA tournament bid since 2007. Since then, the Orange have always been near the top of the polls. Not many schools can boast having 2 lacrosse programs, both competing for national titles. And if you ask Gary Gate, sharing the Carrier Dome with a winner can only help.
I know that John's going to have his team making a run for a championship this year again, and having that opportunity to have a great team on campus beside us is awesome.
This year is different, though. Practices between the 2 teams don't overlap, and there has to be an 8-hour break between the men's and women's team playing a game inside the dome. Coaches Desko and Gate don't run into each other as often, and neither do the teams.
Pre-COVID, you know, we would just meet in offices occasionally just to catch up, and now with COVID, there's very little overlap.
Whereas it may not seem that odd to an outsider, just another modification to the way things used to be is John Desko has only been able to see the SU women's team on TV.
So it's different this year. I haven't really seen them. I haven't watched them practice. I haven't I've seen them a little bit on television, but the year of COVID here.
That's the way things go this year. Some of the small, normal things in life are just that, different. But as much as things change, they also tend to stay the same. And one thing that evidently hasn't changed is Syracuse lacrosse, men's and women's, competing for championships. And in a year where Gary Gate and John Desko don't run into each other in their offices, both are in good shape to maybe add some hardware to their respective offices. I'm John Dales, WAER Sports.